A flicker of surprise, almost too fast to see, crossed her face.
A promotion? She echoed carefully.
Yes, he said, scooping a serving of Brualki onto her plate and setting it in front of her. Yours, to be precise. The wary look was back in her eyes.
I've only been with the group for 6 months, you know.
5 and a half, actually, he corrected her. But time has never been as important to the universe as ability and results. And your ability and results have been quite impressive. She shrugged, her red-gold hair shimmering with the movement.
I've been lucky, she said.
Luck is certainly part of it, he agreed. On the other hand, I found that what most people call luck is often little more than raw talent combined with the ability to make the most of opportunities.
He turned back to the Brualki, dished some onto his own plate.
Then there's your talent for starship piloting, your ability to both give and accept orders.
He smiled slightly, gesturing to the table.
And your ability to adapt to unusual and unexpected situations. All highly useful talents for a smuggler.
He paused, but she remained silent. Evidently, somewhere in her past, she'd also learned when not to ask questions. Another useful talent.
The bottom line, Mara, is that you're simply too valuable to waste as a backup or even as a line operator,
he concluded.
What I'd like to do is to start grooming you toward eventually becoming my second in command.
There was no chance of mistaking her surprise this time. The green eyes went momentarily wide, and then narrowed.
What exactly would my new duties consist of? She asked.
Traveling with me, mostly, he said, taking a sip of wine. Watching me set up new business. A meeting with some of our long-term customers so that they can get to know you. That sort of thing.
She was still suspicious. He could tell that from her eyes. Suspicious that the offer was a smokescreen to mask some more personal request or demand on his part.
You don't have to answer now, he told her. Think about it, or talk to some of the others who've been with the organization longer.
He looked her straight in the eye.
They'll tell you that I don't lie to my people.
Her lip twisted.
So I've heard,
she said, her voice going non-committal again.
But bear in mind that if you give me that kind of authority, I am going to use it. There's some revamping of the whole organizational structure.
She broke off as the intercom on his desk warbled.
Yes,
Card called toward it.
It's Aves, a voice said. Thought you'd like to know we've got company. An Imperial Star Destroyer just made orbit.
Card glanced at Mara as he got to his feet.
Any make on it yet?
He asked, dropping his napkin beside his plate and stepping around the desk to where he could see the screen.
They're not exactly broadcasting ID SIGs these days.
Aves shook his head.
The lettering on the side is hard to read at this distance, but Torv's best guess is that it's the Chimera.
Interesting,
Card murmured. Grand Admiral Thrawn himself.
Have they made any transmissions?
None that we've picked up. Wait a minute. Looks like... Yes, they're launching a shuttle. Make that 2 shuttles. Projected landing point...
Aves frowned at something off-screen for a moment.
Projected landing point somewhere here in the forest.